Hello, I'm speaking right now with Tim Healy, who is Vice President of Regulatory Affairs with Agritain, and we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Conservation Technology and Information Center's Conservation in Action Tour, which is taking place August 2nd through the 3rd in Williamsburg, Virginia. And one of the focuses of this tour is nutrient use and the efficiency of nutrient use and how that applies to conservation. And Agritain is one of the sponsors of this event. And Tim, why don't you tell me just first, why is Agritain involved in this event?
First of all, Agritain International as a company is extremely interested in product stewardship. And that means utilizing the right product at the right time, keeping as many of the nutrients as possible on the field.
Now, this tour that they're going to be doing is going to be a tour of the Davis family farm, and that'll include an expo that is going to show off some of the tools and technology and equipment that makes nutrient use more efficient and more profitable and more effective. Why is this so important for farmers today and for our country and our environment as a whole?
Those tools which are going to be demonstrated or displayed at the expo are some of the tools that farmers can utilize to keep the nutrients that are applied on the field to reduce sediment loss through erosion. When nutrients leave the field through volatility or through erosion, these conservation practices which are in place at the Davis farm and also in the Boster farms in the Colonial and Soil Water Conservation District keep the nutrients and the soil on the farm and out of the Chesapeake Bay.
Tim, how would you say that nutrient use efficiency on the farm, just the use of fertilizers and nutrients in general, has changed even in the last 10 to 20 years or so?
Nutrient use efficiency has increased quite a bit. Part of that is the use of enhanced efficiency products have made farmers become better stewards, utilizing nutrient management plans to apply the right amount of product to their particular crop.
Now, you're Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for Agritain. What does that mean? How is your industry involved in the regulation of conservation tools and things like that that are helping our environment?
Regulatory Affairs is registration of products, not only here domestically, but overseas, and also talking with people within USDA and the Soil and Water Conservation Districts about the benefits of utilizing our products.
Well, and I think that that's an important point, that products like that have to go through a stringent regulatory process before they're approved for use. What are some of the things that are involved in that?
In our case, with our product, there was a lot of ecotox testing done on the product to show that it was safe for the environment. And then there was also a lot of efficacy work done showing that it does work and that a farmer, when he utilizes our product, will get an increase in yield that will more than pay for the product.
As far as what you're doing with the Conservation Technology Information Center, that's involved with getting information out, not just to the farmers, but the general public, about the comprehensive conservation and sustainable agricultural systems of which nutrient use and efficiency is a part of. So how does Agritain participate in that, and companies like yours participate in getting that kind of information out, both to farmers and the general public?
It's really important that we get the message out to the policymakers, primarily because nobody else is going to do it if we don't do it. And it's really important to meet the farmers and talk to them about utilizing conservation practices, which will increase your yield and minimize agriculture's impact on the environment.
We'd like to thank Agritain for their sponsorship of the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour coming up. Also, we've got several other sponsors there, Syngenta, Mosaic, John Deere, and Pioneer, as well as the Fertilizer Institute, which are involved in this tour, which shows how agriculture protects water quality and improves soil health. AgWired will be there reporting live. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.